Michael Paisley was outside his Dillingham apartment last week with his dog when he realized he was in the presence of an unwelcome visitor.
We were just standing there in the woods waiting for their business. I heard a weird hum, and I looked up, and there was a solid red light with green flashing lights around it. I instantly realized it was a drone, and I watched it zip over our heads and buzz around the second floor windows of our apartment complex all the way around the whole house, and then back up over the woods where we were standing, and then around the neighbor's house, around their windows, and then back where it came from.
Paisley took to Facebook to alert the neighbors.
So I just posted, I said, peeping drone alert, because, I mean, why are you flying around at 11:15 at night looking through windows or over people's property? Unless you're up to no good. So I just wanted to let the neighborhood know that there's somebody out peeping.
Paisley says that others who live in the area have also noticed a drone flying around the neighborhoods between the Vitus gas station and Waskey Road. Drones flying around people's yards and near windows late at night might make folks uncomfortable, but that in itself is not technically illegal, says Dillingham Police Chief Dan Pasquarello.
The airspace in America is controlled by the FAA, so the airspace above your house, above your property, is not your own. It's public property.
So it's not illegal to fly a drone over someone's yard, but there are variations on that theme that could be a crime.
So if a drone is annoying you, that violates the Alaska's law of harassment. You could contact the police, we'll investigate it, and if appropriate, file the applicable charge. A worst case scenario is there's a crime of indecent viewing or photography. That may be what people's main fear is of drones spying in your window at night. In that case, that is a more serious offense, a felony offense that we could charge.
Then there's the question of vigilante justice. As Dillingham's residents discussed the drone sighting, some suggested that it should be shot down. But Pasquarello says that to do so would be illegal.
If you shoot down a drone, you're destroying another person's property, and you could be charged with the Alaska Statute of Criminal Mischief. Plus, discharging a firearm within the city limits carries its own municipal ordinance violation of $75 fine.
Now Senator Shelley Hughes, who has co-chaired a legislative task force on the issue since 2013, reiterated that point in an interview 2 years ago.
We have to realize, although some of these may be under $100 in the hobby store, if they're a commercial user, they can be up to $100,000, and from the ground, they can look the same. So it's someone else's property. If they are hovering and, you know, over your private property and you feel like your privacy is being invaded, that's when you call your local law enforcement.
The task force published guidelines for safety and privacy at alaskadrones.org. It clarifies that Alaska's constitution protects individuals' privacy. It also reiterates that by the U.S. Constitution's Fourth Amendment, law enforcement must obtain a warrant before search and seizure. This standard also applies to search by drone. A 2014 state law established specific training and protocol required for police drone use. Federal law largely pertains to the safety of airways, like requiring drones to fly below 400 feet and to avoid operating near airports. Some states, like California, Florida, Texas, and Mississippi, have laws that specifically address private citizens capturing images or video by drone. For now, though, law enforcement in Alaska uses existing privacy law to address those issues. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.